schoolmistress.
Okay. All right.
School mom.
Okay. And my mother's sister is what relation to me?
My aunt.
No, my mother's sister is.
Oh, my mother's sister.
Mine. If it's my mother's sister, I'm telling you about my mother's sister. She would. What?
Your mother's sister would be your aunt, wouldn't it?
That's what I want.
Yeah.
Okay, and Sally is a nickname for.
I always thought a name. I didn't know.
Oh dear. Well, I'll come back to that one. And MacArthur's title was
General.
Okay. And so his name was
General Douglas MacArthur.
Okay. And let's see. Court cases are decided by a
jury.
And
judge.
Okay. And the name of one around here? With his title?
You mean a court judge?
Yeah.
I mean a...
Or any of them. I just want to name a whole name of them. Like General MacArthur and...
Huh?
Just like General MacArthur, I want the whole name for it.
Oh.
I don't know
him. I don't know.
Or Hugo...
Yeah, well, Justice Hugo...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Can't call him a judge.
No, he's a judge. Oh, yeah, oh, it's old federal judge, old... Frank... Frank.
Well, putting the judge.
Frank, Judge Frank.
Okay.
I ain't get by the Haitian.
Yeah. And a child going to school is a
student.
Okay. And would you use any other word?
A pupil, a student.
Would you make any distinction according to whether they're going to grammar school or to college or what?
High school student, or I guess a student's a student though.
Okay, and you wouldn't limit pupils to any particular age or student season.
Well, he's a student. Well, say a college student. I mean, after you get up at it, I think you distinct between them, but it's a high school or a college student.
Okay. And then a woman who works in an office, so typing letters and taking dictation and such.
Secretary.
Okay. And a woman who acts on the stage.
Actress.
And a person who lives in the USA.
He's a citizen of the United States.
And he's a what? He's not an
American.
Okay. And a black person?
Negro.
Okay. Any derogatory terms?
Well, if you don't like him, he's a nigger.
Okay. Has that always been true that you'd make that distinction?
Yeah.
Any more besides that?
No, that's about all.
You ever hear something like coon?
Well, coon, a lot of people do call him. If you ain't no count at all, you ain't that old sour coon or something like that.
Is that old or is that new? Or?
Well, that's an old term.
Okay. And a humorous term? Teasing or whatever?
About a nigger? No, I guess you coon if you just, if you knew him, used to you talk to him like that, but you can't no more.
Yeah.
You burrhead or something like that.
Real polite term.
Well, you used to call him a burrhead or anything like that,
Yeah,
you call him a burrhead.
Well, what about a polite expression? What would that be?
Well, I tell you the truth, I don't know. That's the only
person.
Huh?
You ever hear that? Colored person?
Well, you do, but you don't use it to the face or anything. If you're talking about somebody else, you might say a colored person or something.
So
like
that wouldn't be a polite expression?
No, really, it wouldn't be no pain or no compliment. It's just a corner. You might say a negro, or you might say a negro, you might say a colored person. It just all depends.
Okay. On what?